From the LiveX studios in New York City, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and joining me, as always, is my co-founder here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky. I'm coming to you live from the Cheesehead TV podcast studio in Midtown Manhattan. Corey joins us across the street from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, we take a stock of the somewhat crazy beginning to the new league year for the green and gold, but right now it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
signing Xavier McKinney.
We got the bad. We got
cutting David Bakhtiari.
We got the ugly. We got
Aaron Jones in purple. My God. Like, the whole idea, Banky, get me upset. I would say hello, but I'm upset now. Aaron Jones in purple. It's the worst. It's the absolute worst, Banky.
Every year, somebody's in purple.
Yeah.
Gotta feels get like our it, right? Sloppy
Some former
seconds.
Packer. I mean, they went from Dean Lowry to Aaron Jones, so at least they upgraded. I mean, I'll give them that. No question about it. Also, by the way, pour one out for Dean Lowry's Vikings career as they released him yesterday. So how you doing, Banky?
I'm good.
doing all right? Enjoying the offseason? Treating you well?
So far, so good.
Glad to hear it.
Like this
so
weather
far,
here in Green
so
Bay.
Good.
It's really nice.
Yeah, what's it like? It looks real sunny over there in
it's very
Green Bay,
sunny
Wisconsin.
And nice and warm. It's like almost 60 degrees. It's kind of crazy in March.
Yeah, it's 60 here in New York, and it's supposed to be almost 70 tomorrow, which I'm not enjoying. I'm not down with it. I'm not vibing with it, Corey. I'm not about that life. I'd like it to get back to, like, you know, cold and overcast for the next month or so. It's still I'm not ready for summer. Not ready for it. But I am ready for the hotness. Let's get to it. Time for the hotness. So we talked about, you know, Aaron Jones in purple, which is UGLY. It ain't got no alibi. It's ugly. But you know what is hot, Corey Banky, is the man they have coming in to replace him. That's right. Let's take a look at a run from Josh Jacobs, former Raiders running back and now current Green Bay Packers running back, ripping off a huge touchdown run against the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's take a look. I mean, they kind of get lucky because they got the safety coming down the other way. He finds the hole. And now here's two things to note. That safety, yeah, bye. And this guy right up, number two, trying to come up from behind him, he ain't going to catch him. That ain't going to happen. Jacobs, too explosive. Now, I do love the end zone angle here because, like I said, you do see how Raiders, you know, get the right call on. Blitz is coming from the safety's coming down backside. But look, not only does Jacobs burst through the hole, but then this guy, sit down, son. That is so great.
That's the run everybody shows, though, I feel like.
But the burst, my God. Well, yeah, because it's well blocked.
Are there other ones, though, that are better than that?
Do you want to see all the – better than that? What more do you need to see?
I need more. I need a lot more than that.
Well, here's the problem. There are a lot more runs where the blocking is complete shit and he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage. And then everybody in the NFL media is like, oh, Josh Jacobs is having a down year. Well, no kidding, because they have a sieve for an offensive line. So I'm glad that the pro personnel people there at 1265 Lombardi can see talent and not look at the numbers, because this guy is going to be a monster in Matt LaFleur's offense. I'm telling you, Banky.
Well, if he uses them. You know, there's always that.
Okay. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Although
when
I talk
about his signing.
I do think
Packers
it was
rundown.
It was very interesting last night. For those of you that missed it, to the Cheesehead TV Patreon Happy Hour, we had one David Bakhtiari, and I feel like the one big takeaway that I thought was really interesting was he was like, Oh yeah, see this is chervil right here. There's some chervil growing up here. This is chervil actually
right behind you.
this is some Nigella transformer, which is was last year's plant of the year. And believe it or not, I couldn't get this growing, and now I got it growing up here in the sunroom. So take a little break. But yeah, David Bakhtiari.
Wait. Can I just say something real quick about anyone who's never been to your home? Like, I want to say about 5 years ago, you know, it was a shrine to the Packers, and it was very pristine. As far as, like, you know, remember, like, in what do you call it? Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when they talk about Cameron's house and how, like, very, very, like, kind of precious every kind of square inch of the home was. Now there are, like, plants and seeds and life everywhere. It's beautiful. I love what you've done with the place.
Thanks. So one of the things that he said was he was really looking forward to Jacobs in or the question was, which coach would you rather play for? I can't remember the exact question, but it was like McCarthy
and contrast against McCarthy and LaFleur.
Yeah, LaFleur. And his basic thing was, if he had 2014, he felt like 2014 team that he played on was the best team he played. It was between that and 2020 and 2014. And what was fascinating was he was like, give me 2014's team with Matt LaFleur's offense.
Matt LaFleur's offense. Right.
So that was kind of interesting, I thought.
I mean, that's a hot idea. That's a hot idea. I might do that in Madden. I'm about that life. We do have a long list of Packers news because we are, for once in the offseason, kind of chatting together after a flurry of Packers news. Usually it's pretty kind of dried up in the offseason, but the Packers certainly made some moves on Monday and yesterday. So wanted to go through them with Corey. Hello to everybody in the comments, by the way. I can't believe how many people are here in the offseason. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. And as Corey indicated, thank you to everybody who joined us on the happy hour last night. Also, thanks to everyone who has signed up for the Cheesehead Nation newsletter. Next one's going out tomorrow morning. If you haven't done so, make sure you do it. You can find the link in the description of this video. You can find it on basically any blog post at cheeseheadtv.com. Cheesehead Nation going out every Thursday morning in the off season. We'll be doubling that up once the season starts. We'll be going out twice a week. It's just basically a fire hose of content. Packers, Cheesehead TV, everything you need to know about basically the team currently, and, you know, some fun stuff from maybe past teams, maybe past content from Cheesehead TV. It's a lot of fun. Sign on up. It's good times. Corey, I know you're a big Cheesehead TV, Cheesehead Nation reader.
Huge.
Devouring that newsletter every Thursday morning.
Huge with a U.
Absolutely. So, all right, Packers news. Here we go. Here's the rundown. As we intimated at the start of the show, Aaron Jones was released. I got to tell you, Corey, I have not been this shocked about a piece of Packers news in a very long time. And I know, like, look, I get it's a business. Anything can happen. He's approaching 30, coming off a very injury-riddled year. I understand all the particulars. I understand the context. I still never expected them to outright release him. I didn't. I know Tom reported what he reported. I get it all. I was still pretty damn shocked.
I mean, when you look at what happened between them, it's not as shocking. But yeah, I think initially the initial news was shocking. The fact that they pivoted to Jacobs, like, I want to know how much they had Jacobs on there. Like, when did they decide
mind,
Jacobs?
Right?
Like, when?
Right.
I want to know that, like, a little behind base, inside baseball, but we'll never know because Goody will never tell
well,
us. So
it's interesting because the reporting from both Schneidman and Domofsky would indicate that after the Friday conversation between the Packers and Jones's camp, which is essentially Rosenhaus, right? That the final offer was made and then they tried to counter and the Packers were like, no, that's our final offer. And Jones's camp said, no, we're never going to do that. And then the offer was rescinded. And then to the reporting, it indicates that then they went about figuring out who they wanted to target in free agency over the weekend. So my question is, like, does that mean, like, Richmond Williams and those guys were like, yeah, we got plenty of reports on whoever's available in free agency. Here they are. Like, did they have a confab there at 1265 on Saturday afternoon or something? Like,
I mean,
was it
I would assume
Zoom
they
call?
Have an,
how did it happen?
I would assume they have an ongoing binder for all positions, right? At the very least.
Well, I'm sure
it's 1265,
so
I'm not.
I don't think it's physical.
we're talking about 1265, okay? They don't change
that's
things.
A fair point.
This is not a fair point. This is not a Google Doc.
It's not
Doc.
Happening at Titletown Tech.
This is not. This is not Confluence. You know what I'm saying? They're not using Confluence or Google Doc. They're probably using a Microsoft Word document that they've been using for, or a Microsoft Excel like, that they pass around
since
they've
Ron
been using
Wolf
since
came on board.
Yeah, since Ron Wolf. It still has like authored by Ron Wolf revision history. And I guarantee you,
oh my God. And the revision
I guarantee
history just goes
right
back
now.
Like yeah. 2024 through like 1996.
Oh,
7,
yeah, for
whatever.
Sure. And I guarantee you that it's someone's job to take the Excel and turn it into binders every month.
That's amazing.
Guaranteed.
You know what's
guaranteed.
So funny about that?
Guaranteed.
That's exactly
they use
what I used to do at fucking Blackstone. I had to take everything that was digital and turn it into physical. That's so funny.
Yeah, dude, I had a job. I temped one time, and it was for a vice president of Nautica perfume. I would print out. My job in the morning was to print out the emails.
Yes, sir.
I would print out the morning emails and I would put them on her desk. Then she would write on the emails and then I would respond for her during the day. That was my job.
God, I miss those days, man. Life
we're
was
scared of AI. I'm like, Jesus.
I know. Nobody. So, yeah, you're probably right. There probably was a binder.
There's no fair way. Point. They're like, bring. Fair Goody point. Was like, bring me the running back binder. And they got a little like they got
binders
a little butler.
Full of
what do you
backs?
Call those? What do you call the butler? The little butler thing, the elevator
dumbwaiter.
Thing.
The dumbwaiter.
The dumbwaiter. So yeah, Goody's office has a dumbwaiter that goes down to the scouts and then he's like,
God,
I got the binder.
So good.
Look, that's Jacobs. So call the Raiders.
This Jacobs.
Send the facts to the Raiders.
You know what's sad is you're probably not far off. I don't doubt it. I do not doubt it. Here's my thing with the Jones. I'm not going to say to wrap it up. I don't know what else you have to say about it. But the Jones thing is like fascinating to me because my guess would be that they made that final offer. They went into this negotiation almost knowing that Aaron Jones and his camp were not going to play ball. They knew that offer was going to be deemed like, I guess disrespectful might be a word you could possibly say. So it's so fascinating to me to hear Gutekunst both at his season ending presser. And then again in Indianapolis, like what, 2-3 weeks ago. Absolutely. Jones 100% absolutely going to be on the team. Like that's not usual for Goody. Like that's not his normally. If he says something like that as assured as that, because if you compare that to the way he talked about David Bakhtiari, I mean, the writing was on the wall with Bakhtiari and the tone reflected that. But the way he spoke about Jones was very different. So that's why I think it was so surprising to me. You know what I mean? Because Goody was like,
well,
yep,
maybe
absolutely.
They,
he's going to be on the
maybe
team.
Maybe they just thought that, you know, they could make a market analysis argument that he wasn't going to get a whole lot more. But
right.
I think
which
know,
he didn't,
clearly,
by
they,
the way.
Clearly they missed. Clearly they just missed, you know?
I mean, it's. I talked to someone actually with the Vikings who said, you know, it's always the new team that the player is going to be willing to take the cut with. Because you don't, you consider everything you've done for
unless
your old
you're
team. Unless you're a quarterback. But
unless
like,
you're
you
making
about it,
$75 billion dollars a year. And then you're like, oh, I'll take $10 million in guaranteed money this year so I can
that
take a little cut.
That ain't gonna happen. But it's like I just think the Packers made that with every intention of like basically knowing that they're gonna say no to this. Especially it's Rosenhaus, the agent, you know, he's never gonna agree to that after having taken a pay cut last year. No chance. They had to have known he was gonna say
no.
It's
just weird when you look at somebody posted, I think it was Ken Ingles, they posted what we got Jacobs for, and it's literally
right.
the same
it's the
deal
same
that
deal
Aaron
they gave
Jones,
Jones
did
right.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, I hear you on Rosenhaus, but I think probably their thinking is, again, like, the market for running backs has veered off course. No one understands. I mean, right. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's
dried up.
Finally, the understanding of the marketplace is that of all of the players that can last past 30 years old, running back is just not, is off the table. Like, it's off.
Yep.
It's off the
Completely.
Table. If you have 1,000 yards, you're not going to be able to do that past 30. It's just that it's not even a true thing. It's just the way people are thinking right now and in the market. It's crazy.
Yeah, no question. To kind of wrap it up, the thing, of course, that makes it exponentially worse is that it is the Vikings. You know, the fact that Aaron Jones has 30 fucking other teams to choose from and apparently was like not even considering any other alternatives. Although it is funny to me because you have to think after the Packers rescinded that offer on Friday, he's still a member of the Green Bay Packers and, you know, supposedly not supposed to be talking to any other team, but they've got to know at that point, well, the Packers are probably going to go out and do something. And then the Packers release him on Monday. And then overnight, this Vikings thing happens. It's like, you know, Rosenhaus was on the phone over the weekend being like, look, if the Packers or when the Packers release him, what you got for us? Like, that just feels so obvious to me.
It's just weird because did they offer him $7 million? No, right?
Who, the Packers?
I think everybody's because that's what he got from the Vikings, right?
Essentially, like, totally with incentives.
I know it's all BS. There's a breakdown. I know it's all BS.
It's mostly, but it's pretty similar. Like, here's the thing. Yes, you got about $1 million more with incentives in Minnesota, and the salary would have been a lot less in Green Bay, but with incentives, he could have got up to like 6, right? So the difference is pretty negligible. And also, it somewhat proves the Packers' point that this is your market. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I hate that you
well,
got to
but
take
it
a
also
pay cut, but
I think a lot
the market
of
for your
a lot of people's problem on the old X is that, you know, if you're that close, like, why not just
why not just bump it up? And this is my other point up. Because they wanted to move on. They're done dealing
with
the injuries,
the
fact that they see him on the sideline when he's even healthy, quote unquote. How many times on Watch Party this year did we have people in our mentions or even you and I on camera in the microphones going, where the hell is Jones? And then they finally cut to him on the sideline getting seen to by a trainer or whatever. And it's like, I love Aaron. You saw the difference he makes when he's on the field, that 5-6 game stretch at the end of the year. But I kind of understand the Packers drawing a line and going that we're going to pay. If you want to stick around, we're going to pay you market value because we can't be paying you $10, $12 million and having you count what a $17 million cap hit. No fucking way. So it's hard. And like I said, I was shocked and I was really upset. But
I mean, I hear it,
the more sense it makes.
But like he was ready. He was right at the right time. Right. Which you can't time. Yeah. You know, right. But the reality is, like, the last, 4 or 5 games of the season, he was in there and he was the guy.
Was
right as we
gold,
had no one, right?
Yep. That's the other thing, right?
Right and as A.J. Dillon was
hurt.
Not really, yeah.
That
right
was
as,
not available.
Yeah, nobody really stepped up. Emmanuel Wilson, you know, Patrick Taylor. Nope. It wasn't really, there was a huge drop-off between Jones and the next guy. Which,
here's what's interesting to me.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is, like, you look at, though, like, their two biggest wins of the year outside of the playoffs, right, are against the Lions and the Chiefs, and they did both of those games are sans Aaron Jones, you know? So when you look at it and you're like, well, there's another way to win, right? There's another, like, you don't need Aaron Jones to win the game. Now, obviously, he's super talented and completely changes things when he's on the field, but it's when he's on the field that is such a kind of big, humongous if, you know? That I think they were just done dealing with, at least at that salary. Next up, you know, hey, what was so funny is all of this happened after we got the news that DeVondre Campbell was getting released. I don't think this is surprising.
No, we talked about this
in
February.
Yeah.
We talked about the likelihood in February.
Yep. And the fact is, like, look, he balled out in 21, made first team all pro, gonna love that forever. Like, it was a great season and it was a great pickup. The fact that the Packers got him legit, like, like right before the or during minicamp that year is pretty amazing. And considering the season he went on to have. But man, it's so obvious that age and injury have kind of caught up to him. I mean, that Tampa game in particular was really hard to watch. And I know that's right around the time we had the tweet and drama and whatever. Who knows how much he's playing through, if there's stuff they're not telling us injury-wise, etc. But man, it was a pretty significant drop-off. And he never really reached kind of the level that we saw in 21. So, and what's fascinating is they are doing something that they almost never do. The fact that they waited to release him until today, the start of the new league year, so that they can designate him a June 1st release, which enables them to have a $10 million kind of cap savings this season, 2024. That's something they almost never do, the June 1st designation. So Russ Ball, Brian Gutekunst, playing the field, although I will say this leaves a gigantic hole in their linebacker spot, their middle linebacker spot.
I mean, linebacker in general is a huge hole for the Green Bay Packers, and it has been.
They need
just
bodies.
Too long.
They need bodies.
Yeah. Just way too long. Linebacker and safety just been neglected kind of hardcore.
Yes. And what's crazy is, okay, so like the draft, not a great draft for off-ball linebackers. It rarely is, but you know, typical, not a great draft. But then you look at like who's available. Well, we got Devin White, or should I say like the ghost of Devin White, essentially at this point, or Bobby Wagner, who's like a million years old. Outside of that, like Jerome Baker, maybe. I don't, like, there's nobody I see who's available in free agency where you're like, okay, yeah, we can sign that guy and we're set. Like, sure, we're gonna have some probably aging vet brought in at some point. Undoubtedly, the Packers will let the dust settle here in free agency and maybe pick over like the second or third wave. But whew, baby, when you're transitioning into a 4-3 and you've got the middle linebacker spot completely wide open. I mean, I love Isaiah McDuffie, but he is not it. That is not his gig. That is not his forte. So, yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough one right there.
What are you saying? They're not going to make Quay Walker the middle linebacker?
No, he'll be their weak side backer. Halfley kind of addressed it in his introductory press conference, but no. Here's the thing. Theoretically, and that's all this is while we're roster building, right? But theoretically, you put Quay at will. I talked about this with Tazeem today on Let's Talk Football. He's going to be a star in this scheme. He is going to be able to flow.
This is
not
going to
have to worry about communication
year,
or
sure.
any of that. Oh,
for sure.
The way he's been kind of a, like, My thinking is he has kind of progressed each year. You put him on weak side backer in this scheme, let him eat. He is going to be a lot of fun to watch. But now they need somebody inside. They need somebody inside.
Well, there's always Preston Smith.
Let's throw him in the middle. Why not?
I mean, he can be in coverage, so, you know, why not? Joubert did it.
The next up, we had David Bakhtiari released. As you mentioned, Corey, Dave is an absolute legend. He joined us last night on the Cheesehead TV happy hour. I believe Anthony threw up a tweet catching Dave mid-smile. Dave is an absolute legend. He legit reached out to me and was like, okay, now I'm free to do whatever the hell I want. I'll come on anything you want. And I said, like, why don't you come on the happy hour tonight? And so he just hopped on. That's the kind of guy he was. And look, I told him, like, yo, just give us 15 minutes, right? And he stayed for like an hour just answering questions from people. Absolute shout out. I get why the move was done. You guys know, anybody's watched this channel for any length of time, I've been pining for the Packers to just, you know, ride with it. But I get it. I understand it. Opens up roughly $20 million worth of cap space. I get it's a business, and I get why they're moving on. But Corey, thanks. I hate it.
I mean, yeah, the whole situation sucks, I think, for everybody.
It really does.
I don't think
the
Packers
had
a very good options in, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, and if you look at the team, like, you know, David was the last of, you know, a bunch of veterans, and he was the last of a crew, and they've moved on from that crew. And so, you know.
Yeah. Yes. What's crazy now is that Kenny Clark is legit the last man standing from Ted Thompson. Like, he's the only Ted Thompson draft picks remaining on the roster. But yeah, to your point, Dave is, you know, part of that old guard, and they are certainly moving on. It is 100% Goody's team now, I'll tell you that. I will say, though, I don't know if this move gets made or is made as judiciously if Rashid Walker doesn't look as good as he did down the stretch last year. You know, because you and I talked about it a lot on Transplants throughout the season. You know what I mean? Like, Rashid struggled out of the gate, which is, I think, to be expected, right?
Yeah.
But, man, his improvement throughout the season, especially towards the end, you know, last four or five games, kid was playing really well. So I think that makes this decision a little easier.
Everybody's about to get a lens flare from this sun. I'm gonna take Aaron White. I'm gonna bring this blind down a little.
Corey's got J.J. Abrams directing over there. The other fact too, of course, is that you know, the offensive tackle class is so deep in this draft. I have zero doubt the Packers will be selecting somebody. I don't know when. Not necessarily saying it's gonna be early, but.
I think they should draft a center. I think they should draft a center and a bunch of.
They might.
Oh yeah, that's much better. They need a lot of O-line help. The fact that they didn't take an O-line in free agency so far is kind of surprising, in my opinion.
Steve Peters says Bakhtiari joined the chat. Was fun to see. Yeah, it was kind of great, right? Oh, so good. What else we got? Oh, and then here is huge news. Monster tight end news for Corey Banky in particular. Broken by friend of show Rob Domofsky. Tyler Davis was re-signed.
Why?
Tyler Davis.
No one knows why.
Because he's good on teams, and he got a lot better on scrimmage, and the world needs ditch diggers too. That's why.
Oh, and because Josiah DeGuara sucks. That's right. That's another reason.
Well, that's part of the mix. No question about it.
You know,
not going to deny it.
I mean, I guess if you got to pick between Tyler Davis and Josiah DeGuara, you're going to choose Tyler Davis. So
he was hate. Now here's the thing: I know you're going to poo-poo this and roll your eyes or whatever, but it's true. He was having a really good training camp. He was until he got hurt.
Are you talking about training camp right now?
I knew you'd dismiss it.
Only a beat writer would bring up fucking training camp right now in goddamn March. It's March 11th, and you're bringing up August 2023.
Correct.
Wow. No one remembers what happened in training camp. Zero people.
Except for me.
Except beat writers.
Yeah.
And you.
Speaking of, once upon a year. Speaking of the world needing ditch diggers, Corey Ballantyne was also re-signed. And I will say, it was hilarious watching people kind of almost somewhat freak out about, oh, Ballantyne, and is this their plan? Like, whatever. It's like, no, it's depth. And it's a guy who knows your team, knows your program, whatever. It's no guarantee he even makes the squad.
But he's going to make it. I think he'll make it, though.
I think he probably will, but you never know. What if they draft three corners?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, that's three possible. Corners,
but yeah.
I don't either, I mean, but it's possible.
He started. Let's not forget he started. Okay. Unlike Tyler Davis, he started.
Well, Tyler Davis was hurt. That's not his fault. But I hear you. But you're right. Like, Ballantyne has some, like, you know, pelts on the wall, so to speak, and certainly played a number of snaps, way more than they probably anticipated. But yeah, he's a good depth signing. Dirt cheap. Cheap labor, and he can help you on teams. So I'm all about it. I'm all about that. Then we get into some fun stuff, including the signing of New York Giants safety, or I should say former New York Giants safety, Xavier McKinney. Corey Banky, I cannot begin to express how excited I am to watch Xavier McKinney in a Packers uniform. Holy shit.
It's like if we would have kept Micah Hyde, right?
Kind of. Let's roll this package from our good friend Ben Fennell over at NFL Films. He put this together today. Threw it up on Twitter. I stole it because I always do. Look at this post range center fielder, right? Now you're going to come over, intercept that. Get the fuck out of my house with that nonsense. Now look at him, this crosser, he sees it coming, jumps the face, and gets the pick. And then finally, you're the last line of defense. He's about to rumble into the end zone. Uh-uh, I'm going to come up, cause the fumble. My teammate's going to pick it up. Fan's going to have his arms in the air. It's a good time with Xavier McKinney. And here's the other thing. Not only can he tackle, not only does he have range, he's an excellent cover safety. He is legit in coverage. We have not had a guy back there this good in forever. I'm talking forever. Packers fans are going to be like, what is this game I'm watching?
Nick Collins.
Because you're not going to know.
I saw a lot of Nick Collins.
Nah, okay, I'm not ready to say he's Nick Collins, but he's good. He's really fucking good, and he's a lot better than anybody we've had back there in a very long time. And the other crazy shit is he's only 24. He turns 25 in August. Goody got hitting his prime.
We basically traded Savage for McKinney.
Yes,
and then Savage and we traded Jacobs for Jones.
Yep.
And you know
I think Jacobs is more making up for the mistake of drafting Dylan in the second. But that's just me. That's my opinion. But you're right.
I mean, if we would have beat San Francisco in 2020, was Dylan still a mistake? I don't think so.
No, probably not. Probably not. But then
that was a really good team.
Does he still play the same way these last two seasons? That's my question. Because those are the two seasons that basically rode him out of town. You know what I mean?
How good is Jacobs in pass?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You asked me 2 years ago, is A.J. Dillon going to be here long term? Hell yes. But these last two seasons have been seriously disappointing from A.J. Like, I don't think that's being unfair. You know what I mean? Like, he absolutely got better as this season went along, but yeah, it's certainly not what they expected or saw for him when they selected him in the second round out of Boston College.
Yeah.
They thought this was going to be a stud running back, and he was not that.
His pass pro is really good, though. At the end of the day, especially in this offense, like, pass pro defines you as a running back almost more than any other thing because that's where I think Aaron Jones is worth that extra mil. You know, it's like, man,
I get you. See
some stuff in pass pro and it's just incredible. Like without Aaron Jones, pass protection in like the last three games on like two, three critical plays.
The Cowboys game in particular, right?
We have no offense. Like it's crazy because we ain't five step dropping. It's not happening.
That is true.
I mean, and who said it best? Micah Parsons himself said it best, right?
He was like, there's plays where I'm like, there's no way he's supposed to be there. I love that quote. It's so good. Yeah. And Jones does a phenomenal job throughout that entire game. I hear you. But, you know, that's why you got to move on. You got to find guys who can hopefully step up in that regard, including Josh Jacobs, who we looked at that run, and you were correct. It's only one run, but this guy is a stud, man. And his ability in LaFleur's offense, I'm so excited only because, like, I don't think it's just about, like, the run, right? Like, yes, he is a grinder, but he's got speed. He's got explosiveness, as you saw in that clip. But, man, this cat can catch the football. Like, he's caught, like, 60, 64, 65 balls, like, numerous times throughout his career. Like, he is a weapon in the passing game. And I think Matt's going to utilize him in that regard in ways that maybe he hasn't really seen or been kind of privy to so far, like, his time with the Raiders. I love the quote in Tom's piece today at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel where he was like, Jacobs was really excited to join the Packers because he was tired of losing in dysfunction with the Raiders. Talk about leveling up. That's so good. But yeah, no, man, I'm excited for this cat. I can't wait to see him in a Packers uniform. I think he's going to fucking dominate, man.
I mean, he should. The running blocking game should get better. So,
well, that's the hope, right? That's the dream. And then today, or not today, was it yesterday? All these days blend together. Yesterday, we got the news that Keyshawn Nixon is re-signing. And now this is interesting to me because, you know, the initial reports, you never really know, but, you know, they spent a little money here, apparently.
Yeah, they did. It was surprising how much money they spent.
And we all know that, you know, he is absolutely fearless in the return game, right? We also know that sometimes that fearlessness can put the Packers in a bad situation, you know, bringing things out, not getting to the 25. But you also saw the explosiveness, the chance at changing the game, that return against the 49ers, electric. Although, hold on to the ball, please. But yeah, as far as from scrimmage, somebody pointed this out, I think it was on Daily, or it was one of the streams this week, who was talking about he has gotten better every year in Green Bay from scrimmage. Like, he hasn't been great. I don't think anyone would look at his kind of work at the nickel spot last season with the Packers and say, that's a great nickel corner. But he's improved, right? Now you got a new system, a new defensive coordinator, all sorts of new teaching from a mostly new staff, although Downard now is the cornerbacks coach. I'm fascinated to see how they utilize him, because I would tend to think their idea is, okay, yes, he'll probably begin the offseason as your nickel, but I don't doubt for a moment that they're going to draft at least one body, maybe two, that can play nickel corner to give him competition. We heard Brian talk about it throughout, you know, the offseason so far, both in his post-game or postseason presser and at the combine. Like, he's going to get competition. And I suspect if there's someone decent that they bring in, maybe a Cooper DeJean or whoever, like, he's probably going to become like your dime slash depth piece in the secondary, mm-hmm. which is fine, which I am fine with. Like, there's a lot to play out here. I think it's good because I think he's talented as a returner. Special teams has been terrible for so long, etc., blah, blah, blah. And he can be a good, decent depth piece. I don't think you want to count on him to be your starter, but I think ultimately he'll probably end up there, and I think that's a net positive for the Packers.
Well, and to Halfley's point, you know, how much, and Coach's point, how much teams play nickel is huge, right? Like, hit nickel's basically your base.
It's like 75%.
In a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. No question about it. Speaking of Halfley and et al., the Packers finally announced officially the formation of their coaching staff. This is the longest it's ever taken. Look, there's a lot of guys, new faces, new places, etc. Can't wait to see them out there on the field in training camp this summer, etc. I want to give a shout out to Mark Lovat, who is no longer with the Packers. He is, you know, the guy who was the head of the strength and conditioning program under McCarthy, and then was relegated to basically, I want to say, an assistant slash maybe consulting role under Chris Gizzi when LaFleur came to town. But he was with the Packers for 25 years, right? And his dad was the offensive line coach for the Packers in the 90s when they won a Super Bowl. I mean, wow. You talk about a family that has carried the G, man. The Lovats are legit. So I just wanted to recognize that because it's the passing of a pretty significant kind of moment for a family that has been connected to the Packers for a very long time. But yeah, the staff is finally in place. Whole new strength and conditioning staff. And I can't wait, by the way, until, like, you know, we're like 3 or 4 weeks in and guys are injured and we see the, you know, humongous injury report and everyone's like, well, we should fire the strength and conditioning coaches. Like, yeah, we just did. And they're still playing football. So welcome.
Yep. I mean, now I think the longest tenured player / staff member of 1265 that was a former player is Rob Davis. I think he's like at 30 years or something. He did have a break between.
I think you're right.
It's not continuous,
yeah, he did.
But he is one of the longest people that have worked there the longest amount of time currently on staff.
You're right about the break too, because it's funny. I think he's right on the cusp of 30, right? Or is he at 30?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he's because on the cusp, not 100%.
Brian Engel, the trainer Flea, is about. He's a couple years away from 30, but he's been there like 20. I want to say 28 years or something, and that's all continuous, which is amazing. Flea is the man. Flea, by the way, talk about you want to know how highly regarded he is. Charles Woodson literally had him used him as his presenter for the Hall of Fame. So tells you how much the players absolutely love him and what they kind of appreciate what he does. And finally, last piece of news, Larry McCarron will receive the Bart and Cherry Star Recognition Award. Man, I just want to shout out Larry McCarron. He's awesome. And the idea around this award is for someone who is excellent in their field, which of course Larry is. He has been excellent in the media area, right? Basically, since he was like a sports director in the local news and like doing all those shows at local establishments where, you know, he's been kind of instrumental, the fabric of the Packers for so long, both as a player and then in the media and now for the team. But then also someone who, you know, basically like eats, sleeps, breathes the Green Bay Packers all the time. Like it's so well-deserved. Cannot express how happy we are for Larry. He's been great to me when I've been in Green Bay. He's been great to Cheesehead TV. He's always super complimentary. He is one of a kind, and I'm just so thrilled for him. Really, really happy.
He's definitely one of a kind. He's one of those guys. I always look forward to, you know, his breakdowns because he was an offensive lineman. He definitely focuses more on the trench guys, which I appreciate. I don't think there's many teams that have a person like that that's in their team that is, you know, on video talking about trench guys all the time. So I do think that's pretty cool.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Well deserved. Major shout out. All right, Corey, before we get to Blogosphere, I want to give you a pop quiz, but let's go through all the remaining free agents for the Green Bay Packers. And I want to get the Corey Banky seal here about whether they will be back or whether they will be elsewhere in 2024. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. I hope people are betting on this.
Okay. First up, we got AJ Dillon in Green Bay. Or on his way.
I think he's going to be back.
You think he's going to be back? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Because, I mean, maybe not, but I think there's a chance. So I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. All right. AJ Dillon. Right off the bat, you're surprising me. Okay. Next up is Rudy Ford. The safety?
Yeah, probably going to be back. Probably going to be back. Depending on who they take in the draft, probably going to be back. Because he had an okay season. He had a okay season.
Okay.
We want him.
All right.
I'm basing this on whether we want him or don't want him. That's what I'm basing it on.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. So I just made up the conceit, though. I should have thought of this beforehand. It's in Green Bay or on their way. So I would prefer you answer in one of those
in
two.
In Green Bay.
All right.
There's two in Green
Bay. He's in Green Bay. All right. Yosh Nijman. In Green Bay, or on his way?
In Green Bay.
Really?
Especially losing Runyon now too. I know they don't play this. It's like, no, we can't lose any.
I know. I hear you. Just want offensive line talent.
We can't afford it.
Why do I get the feeling you're just gonna say in Green Bay to every guy?
I'm not, because I saw who the next person is on their way.
Okay,
for sure.
Josiah DeGuara in Green Bay or on his way?
Leave. Get the fuck out.
That's not the words.
On the way. Get the fuck out.
All right.
Sorry.
I got you. Okay. Eric Wilson, linebacker who had a great fourth down stop in New York that went for naught because they lost the game, but also apparently getting interest from the 49ers. Eric Wilson in Green Bay or on his way?
On his way.
Yeah, you're probably right.
We need linebackers, though, so I wanted to say in Green Bay. So.
Another linebacker. I know, right? Like, that's the thing. Here's another linebacker. Now, be honest. Be honest. Do you even know this guy? Do you know Christian Welch? Do you know he's a Green Bay Packer? Did you know?
No. On the way. On the way. On the way. On the way.
Very good.
I knew who Eric Wilson was, though. I've known all the players up to this point.
Very good.
Never heard of Christian Welch, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Never heard of the guy.
I hate. That's fine.
Did he play in training camp? Like, what happened?
Barely.
Yeah.
Then we got Robert Rochelle, who was picked up off of, I believe it was the Panthers practice squad. Robert Rochelle in Green Bay or on his way?
On his way. Bye, Robert. We barely knew ye.
And then finally, this is a tough one for me. This is a tough. I'm fascinated to see what you think here. Running back Patrick Taylor in Green Bay
in Green
or
Bay.
On his way?
In Green Bay for sure.
I kind of think that's a possibility. I do. I agree. I think that's a legit possibility.
If Emmanuel Wilson had really become the guy, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But like, how can you, I don't know. You got to have, and also like, what's it going to cost you? A whole lot of nothing to make him compete?
Nothing. Dirt cheap. Yep. Exactly.
So why not?
I'm with you.
You know, he's not bad at pass pro.
No, he's good in pass pro. Yeah. I'm with you. All right. Well, there you go. Now we know. People, take all that to Vegas. It's all in. Let's get to Blogosphere.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere.
That's right. It's this week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. Corey Behnke, oh my goodness, can I just let you know, sir, if you haven't seen, and I'm assuming you have, but if you haven't, did you know that there is a former Green Bay Packers quarterback, a Green Bay Packers legend, a man who fancies himself one of, if not the best player to ever come through 1265 Lombardi, who is absolutely in consideration to be a vice presidential candidate? Are you aware of this? Did you know?
I heard something about it.
That's right.
I love how I retweeted it and people like were already giving me shit about how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, you don't even know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. Like,
I literally had to include it today.
It's a real thing. The New York Times reported on it. Like,
New York Times reported on it.
The Jets players are going crazy. I saw something about like how the Jets coaches are worried about it and all this stuff. I mean, you know how I don't know. The funny thing is it's so easy to dismiss.
Tyler went through the trouble of making this graphic. Can we say there it is? Thank you very much. Look at that. Beautiful.
I mean, he looks nice there. He looks very svelte. I'd vote for him if he looked like that. Looks
nice. If he wasn't batshit insane with this fucking RFK stuff. Come on. Come on, Banky. Give me a break.
I mean, it's really hard for me not to vote for former Packers for things. So it's just in my nature. Like, it's just funny. Like, I'm kind of dumb like that. Like, I'm like a fan. Like, I'm a real fan. People like want to give me shit all the time, but it's like, I really am. What you're looking at is what you get. Like, I wear Green Bay Packer fan hats and I love the Green Bay Packers. And like, I wouldn't even care about his politics. Just like, you played on the team. You won a Super Bowl. Oh, okay. You just checked all the boxes for me. Like, you need something? You played on the Green Bay Packers and you won a Super Bowl. Okay. What's the problem here?
Oh my God. This is not how I thought this was going to go.
Also, I do think it's funny. What? I just think it's funny. Like, it's kind of it's like in the world we're living in right now, it's just hilarious. It's just all. What's crazy is that he, you know, considering he almost went on Jeopardy. Also,
I know.
For those of you who don't know, I just want to point out this Nigella Transformer is really coming. That flower is coming up. by the way, Nagler, I don't know if people know this, but I am about 2 weeks away from being a Wisconsin Master Gardener,
if you please.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a little name tag. It's cool. There's only like 3,000 master gardeners in Brown County, by the way. Anyway, what's crazy is I think that this could actually – the thing is, like, you can't put it past him that he would do this.
No, at all. At all. No.
Like, he's seriously considering this.
He was
he's seriously trying to thread the needle of being the Jets quarterback and running for office.
Oh, God. I want it to happen in the worst way. If for no other reason than all the Jets fans who would be so upset about it, and, like, I could just laugh at them. And here's my thing. All right. I do want to say this somewhat seriously, because God knows, you know, somebody needs to be a grown-up here. Look, as a parent of a child with autism, RFK went down a fucking rabbit hole with the whole vaccine thing years ago. I mean, talking years ago, that I have done plenty of fucking work studying his position on that subject. This dude is fucking outside the realm of fucking, like, any semblance of logical thought, like humanity, I want to say.
So what you're saying here is that you've done your own research?
Correct, sir. I most certainly
sorry, I can't help myself. I mean, here's the thing. The internet,
I got the microphone right now, so I'm going to use it.
The internet is the craziest thing, because it's given us this great platform. It's given people, it's risen up a lot of people. But, like, you know, we're just in a crazy world right now, and we're just going to have to figure this shit out. And the internet has given, the internet giveth, and the internet don't taketh away. It's like you find your tribe. I saw this. I saw this one guy. I know people will probably be triggered by saying this one guy, Destiny, the guy who argues with all the conservatives and stuff. And he had a really good point. He's like, you know, you could have the craziest fetish or think the craziest shit. And back in the day, you're not going to find anybody else who thinks that crazy stuff. And that's nowadays, it's like, oh, here's 10 people who, you know, think this crazy thing. So here you go. Now you got a tribe. And that's the thing. Everybody finds their tribe. And in a good way, people found their Packer fans found their tribe. But, you know, take the good with the bad. And that's where we are.
Word. And on a completely different note, I will say, speaking of the Packer blogosphere, April 3rd, people, mark your calendars, put it down, circle it. You got your calendar there, right? We were talking about digital media versus physical media. I know a lot of you have, like, wall calendars in your, maybe, say, kitchen, wherever, in your home. April 3rd is the day that the Cheesehead TV draft guide is going to be dropping. It's going to be available. You can get it direct in your inbox April 3rd. That is the day. And also, Patreon members, if you are any kind of producer level, you will get it for free. It will be available on Patreon for free, right there on your Patreon page. So Al and everyone is hard at work. I know we started seeing, you know, stuff from pro days today at the combine in the rear view. Good stuff. Lots of great stuff. Each and every year, it's a amazing piece of content that I have very little to do with, which tells you how good it is. It's amazing.
You know what I think is funny about this whole, like, what is the NFL going to do? And what are the networks going to do? Like, that's what's crazy. Like, they a little bit, I feel like, freaked out when the whole Jimmy Kimmel ABC thing happened, right? Because that was a line in broadcasting that was crossed. Say what you want. And everybody's going to, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm like, there was a line that he crossed where Bob Iger was going to have to make some decisions about some shit, right?
Yes.
So now it's like, wait a second. We're going to cover, they have to cover it, right? Because they have news divisions and they have sports divisions. But the NFL and the Shield are not,
you know?
They're not going to like this. This is not, like, Goodell didn't have this marked on his calendar for 2024. You know what I'm saying? This came out of nowhere. And if this thing has legs, it's going to dominate the conversation. That's the crazy thing. And I don't think the NFL is going to be very happy about that.
No, sir. No, they won't. Why would they be?
Not that I care, but it's just like,
although it'd be
but
kind
yeah,
of funny,
it's like,
because then you know all the Rodgers stands and all those leanings will be like, well, you leaned into Taylor Swift. Why can't you lean into this? I can't wait. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, and,
let's get to some YouTube comments, shall we? We got a bunch of people.
On the draft guide, I do want to say something. The draft guide, you guys, it's a labor of love. It's one of those things that, looking back, I think this is our 14th year.
14th, yep.
So, like, when you think about that, like, the fact that I still can't believe that it's 14 years, but like there were years we did it without Aaron. There were years where like it almost died so many times. Like Cheesehead TV almost died so many times, but the fucking draft guide has almost died so many times. And it's also one of the things that we've made that I think is pretty, and it's pretty impressive. You know, I'm pretty sure there's 31 other teams. There's no independent blogs that are independent blogs now, not BC backed, that are, you know, bootstrapping a draft guide. It's just not how it's done. So the fact that it exists at all is kind of crazy. And, you know, obviously the greatest team in NFL history deserves it. Yeah, I just want to say that about that because it's crazy. But yeah, amen. We got some super chats. Terminal Frost, any chance we can send Josiah DeGuara to the Vikings? Just asking for a fan. Yeah, that would be nice.
That's a perfect destination. Nice. I like this idea.
Mike Witt, will there be presser with McKinney and Jacobs? Huh.
Doubtful. There'll be availability at some point. Probably during the off-season program, I would suspect post draft, maybe before the draft, but there won't be they won't have like an introductory press conference, I don't think. Although maybe, who knows? Maybe Wallers throws us a curveball. We'll see.
We got dude, and there will not be a printed version. Okay, so just want to say this, Joe Mailman.
You can print it out yourself. That's what
you can
do.
Print it out. You get the PDF. You can print it out. It looks amazing on an iPad. I remember the first time like iPads came out, and yes. Like it's really nice on an iPad. It looks really nice.
So good.
But yeah, you know, I thought about. I always thought like, oh, it'd be so nice to print, to have a professional printer. I might do it one day when I really have, if I ever have fuck you money, I'm going to do like, we'll print out every draft guide in professional bound.
Print anything, make anything physical these days. Like you want to make vinyl of your album, you got to have money. Like it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's crazy money, and then but no, it's just digital. Ed, poor Simone Biles. She looked great in green and gold. Know who looks good in orange and navy blue? No one.
No one.
It's true.
Spot on, Ed.
You know, I do want to say, like, I do think it's kind of, I do think, nah, she's a goat. Fuck it. She's a goat. She can say what she wants. I feel like she kind of like, I feel like the way she got treated here was we put her on this pedestal. Everyone treated her great. Everybody defended her. Everybody was like on her side. And then I feel like she kind of dumped on Green Bay on her way out. She didn't shit on
it. How?
Her tweet about the connecting flights.
Oh God, you need to fucking lighten up. Oh my God. She did a whole post before that thanking Packers fans. Like, yo, you need to lighten up.
I know, but it's all Appleton's fault, too, because if Appleton didn't spend all this money in an airport, then they joined the airports, then you wouldn't have to connect. But it's fucking Appleton.
Green Bay
needs
to step
Appleton.
Up their fucking game, man.
Fucking Appleton.
Hey, don't let Helen Nagler's legacy give you shit. Like, she's balling out. You know, she made the Appleton International happen. Look, Green Bay
Appleton
needs to step up.
Appleton, God.
Yeah, Appleton. That's right.
Appleton's annoying. Let's just put it out there.
To you, yeah.
To a lot of people. Doug Hype TV, thanks to Super Chat. Packers are on setup for a long run of domination. Carry the G, get it in my belly. Thanks to Super Chat, Doug.
Well said,
RJ, who is going to teach RFK and his staff the hand signals? Not QB1. Not QB1. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that, you guys.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Wonder, is Randall Cobb – well, Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb will be his chief of staff.
Randall Cobb is going to be what?
David Bakhtiari will
– Bakhtiari said on the radio today he's going to be the Secretary of Treasury. That's Dave's job.
Well, but for the campaign, I bet Dave. Well, then that means Dave will probably be like head of communications for Aaron then. So yeah, like Cobb, yeah. So, you know, Cobb will teach us hand signals. That's who he does. Dustin Logan, what an exciting offseason. Can't wait to see you guys for football and old-fashioned since you're at training camp. Go Pack Go from Arizona. Thanks, Dustin.
Come on, Dustin. There you go, buddy.
Appreciate it. Mr. Tundra, now that GB picked up Jacobs at running back, do they draft another running back? Yes. If so, who would complement Jacobs in the backfield? Braylon Allen, Jalen Wright?
I love both of those backs, actually. Wright is actually kind of my sneaky pick day three, but I think it's the Michigan kid, Corum. Like, come on now. You talk about it almost an Aaron Jones clone to compliment Jacobs. Let's go.
So what you're saying is we're going to take a running back in the second round. Got it.
I don't know. I think it's a possibility. I'm not discounting the idea. 100%.
Interesting. Ian, thanks, Super Chat. Here's my first Super Chat of the new undefeated season. Lombardi is coming back to GB. Perfect timing for draft next year. Go Pack Go. Thanks for all you do. Talk about perfect timing. Glad I finally caught the happy hour. Love Cheesehead TV. Yeah, I still don't believe you, Ian. Ian's like, Ian's probably like our first Patreon.
Hold on.
He literally showed up to happy hour without.
Literally just released Devondre Campbell officially, so. Shout out.
But we knew that was happening.
Continue. So yes. Not continue.
News. You're such a newspaper reporter. We knew that like 5 days ago. But Ian was like one of the first Patreons. Ian literally gets up on the Patreon and is like, oh yeah, this is my first Patreon happy hour. And I had no idea David Bakhtiari was showing up. I was like, bro, come on. I know you're a banker. Bro. I get it. But
okay, bro.
Doug Hype TV, I'm dead. It's definitely an Excel spreadsheet with tons of pages and printed out on a binder like my very Wisconsin dad does. Oh, 100%. Thanks, Doug Hype.
What's up, Doug?
Joe Mailman, did Goody have to get Russ Ball drunk to get Jacobs and McKinney signed? And if so, were they drinking Carry the G?
I hope so.
I don't think
Although so. I think Russ Ball is a Cheesehead TV fan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Russ Ball hates us, so I have that on good authority.
I had that on good suspicion, but Corey has it on good authority. So.
I have it on authority now.
Love you, buddy.
Russ, I don't get it. Like,
why hate, man?
I don't understand. Maybe he doesn't anymore, but back in the day.
We have a fan cam dedicated to you every time you do something great. Like, I don't understand why we are the hater.
He definitely, he didn't get it. He didn't get the whole Cheesehead TV thing.
So, no, I think
maybe he
still
doesn't. But what's funny is there. I know there's board members that send around Packer transplants clips. I know this. Which I have it on good authority as well. I've literally seen forwards from people that work that are board members, actual board of directors that forward our shit. So I'm like, somebody talk to. If you're a board member watching this
forward
peer program,
to Russ Ball, please.
Can you please let Russ Ball know that we love him and that we don't hold any ill will. And if, just it's love. It's just like, it's fans. Like, it's just fans. Like, how can you not like fans? I don't understand. I don't understand how you can work at 1265 and not like fans. It doesn't make any sense. Relax 142. Bears still suck. By the way, my real name is Dave. Thanks, Dave, for the super chat. Appreciate
What's up,
it.
Dave? Thanks,
Ryan
buddy.
Woolridge. Neg, should the Packers draft run back from Badgers? No. That's a no.
Braylon Allen. Very much a legit possibility. 100%. No matter what Corey says.
Let's not do it.
Day three pick. No question. Oof. He's on the board. No doubt.
Somebody name a former Wisconsin Badger player. Oh, excuse me. Madison Badger player. In that is the top of their game that's not Russell Wilson, because he's not at the top of his game, in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Do, 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 do. What? Why don't you care? You don't know. That's the thing.
You don't know.
You can't pull it out.
It doesn't matter. That's like the Ohio State quarterback thing. Like, oh, no Ohio State quarterback will ever be good. Like, what? It doesn't matter. Like, just keep, like, if the kid is good.
Appleton is better than Madison, by the way. If I had to choose between Madison and Appleton, I'd choose Appleton.
Well, I'm glad you're talking sense finally. That's good.
Although I really do. I love, like, the thing about Madison is I do secretly I'm in love with Madison. So it's one of those things where they have great restaurants.
Carter just said Tauscher. Tauscher hasn't played in the last 10 years.
Not
Carter.
In the last 10 years.
I don't
years.
Know if, like, dude, I don't know what you're living.
We with, but... went to this freaking restaurant in Madison 3 weeks ago.
Jonathan Taylor. There you go. Outstanding running back for the Colts. Pretty damn good.
They had this walleye.
Packers
dish
almost
there.
Tried to trade for him.
You would have died. Like, if this place was like the ultimate New York restaurant meets the ultimate Wisconsin restaurant, it was so freaking
that
good. It was
like
incredible. Heaven. Dude, they had this walleye dish where they had like a crispy like backing on, then the fish was like on the top of it. And it was just like, it was kind of like, it's kind of like a take on crispy skin. But dude, you're talking to a man who has had a lot of walleye dishes in the last like 2 years. Like, we're talking like, if walleye's on the menu, I'm in, right?
Right.
And
right.
This You're was all... the best walleye dish I've had in my entire life, and it was in Madison. So it was incredible. Okay. On Culture Barbarian, which one of you is Statler and who is Waldorf? I'm the younger one. Which one's
voices.
The younger one? Which one's the younger one? I'm the one with
Jim
the big
Henson
head.
Voices,
He's the one with the skinny head.
That's right? Not true. Good Lord.
What? No, there's
I'm
one
the
Muppet. There's one of them has
anybody.
The fat head. But
I
one
know,
of them has the fat
that's
head
me.
And he's like,
"You're the skinny head."
No, because the skinny head's a little bit more crabby and a little bit more like angry. And the other one's a little bit more like laughing and funny. Uncultured okay. Barbarian. I'm excited about this team. Hopefully on defense they will cry havoc and unleash the dogs of war.
I mean, all right. Will they tackle? I'm just want them to tackle. I don't care about anything else. Just tackle.
Walleye. Sea biscuits and gravy. Aaron Jones. I feel like this is a nasty breakup where they broke up with me and I still love them, but feel better about it because of who their new partner is. Miss ya, but onwards and upwards.
Yeah, somebody said on Daily the other day, it's like, as upsetting as it is to watch Jones go to the Vikings, it makes it real easy to get over it. Yeah. Like the shock and the hurt of the Packers releasing him and then him picking the Vikings. Okay, yeah. See you in a couple of years when you're in the Packers Hall of Fame.
Mike Witt, a Blake Corum, Josh Jacobs backfield will be fun.
I'm all in on this life. I know there are people who don't like the idea of Corum for reasons, some nonsense about, oh, he's actually played football a lot. Yeah, no, that's a good thing, people. Like, I'm all in. I love this idea.
Somebody said Vince Beagle. Get the fuck out of here with that. Ryan Woolridge.
Some other people said TJ Watt. Defensive player of the year.
TJ Watt.
That's a pretty good guy. That's
JJ
a pretty good player.
Watt. I'll feel you on JJ Watt. Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Ryan Woldridge, hi, Neg. Should the Packers draft a wide receiver and running back from the Wisconsin Badgers and a kicker? We're not drafting a fucking kicker, goddamn.
Yes. Ryan, yeah, I love how you are out here just
Why would you draft
point?
A wide receiver
well
from
done.
The Badgers? The Badgers can't have shitty wide receivers and shitty quarterbacks. Why would you do that? Oh, golly. Porkmaster, thanks, Super Chat. Can a vice president of the U.S. lock up a GM he has beef with? Yes.
That's good. Although I think Gutekunst can expect like a surprise audit or two from the IRS if Rodgers gets into office.
Yeah, I think a vice president can remove the nonprofit charter status. So there you go.
There you go. There it is.
That would be crazy. Andrew's Paradise, 1265. I like it. To all the people the last few weeks super chatting, isn't it nice to have a drama-free offseason? I shake my fist at you.
Yeah, well, here we are. Here we are, Andrew.
Marty Kaufman. I may be wrong, but in the last decade plus in all of the great Packers, is Donald Driver the only tenured player to retire as a Packer?
I mean, probably. Essentially, right? The guy found the perfect bridge moment, right, between Favre and Rodgers, went out on his own terms, wanted you know, to continue to playing on special teams where they wouldn't let him. But God bless him, man. Yeah, 100%. And then they had Donald Driver Day in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, that's living the dream right there.
Yeah, it is. Aaron Harper, go Pack go, F the Bears. I like it, I like it. Uncultured that's Barbarian. I hate politics, but just remember Minnesota elected Jesse the Body Ventura as their governor, and I don't give two shits what Rogers does. Thanks, Super Chat.
Word up, man.
Uncultured again. Rogers would hate politics. They sling dirt and shit at a level he's not prepared for. That's the reason I think he wouldn't do it, is because, like,
right.
I think he would do it because he likes to do shit that people he doesn't like to be pigeonholed, right? He wants to be known as independent thinker and all these things. So I think those things are important to him, and it's important for people to do things that nobody's ever done before, right? What NFL player has done this, right? Especially in the season, you know. And of all the owners, I feel like Woody Johnson's one of those that might actually be like, "Oh yeah, fuck it, do it." Yeah, you know. So I don't know.
I've got my marketing already done by getting you here. So whatever you want to do, go ahead.
Yeah. Andrew Bushiger, Corey as a master gardener brings visions of being there.
Ooh, good movie. Excellent.
What's Being There? Is that a movie?
A great film. I want to say early 80s, but maybe late 70s. Yeah. Check it out. It's excellent.
Okay. I will. Justin, we're used to supporting Rodgers in November, and now we get to support 12 in a different venture this fall. Blessed. Thanks for the super chat.
Thanks, Justin.
Blessed. Gotta get that. Gotta get that.
Gotta get
blessed
the hashtag blessed.
Jesus. Porkmaster. Yeah, I love how any time you say Wisconsin Badgers and Packers, we were like, Mark Tosher. It's like, really?
Man, right?
Really? That was like 40 years ago, by the way.
Has the earth cooled already?
That was 1969. I'm just kidding. Porkmaster, thanks for the super chat. Cheesehead TV will never die. That's right. No matter how much Russ Ball tries to kill us. No matter
Russ
how
Ball,
much.
We're after you.
You know what's funny is? Here's the thing, and I hope somebody clips this and sends it to Russ Ball. Russ Ball didn't like us. And now he's going to have to buy us. And he's going to be the one that signs the deal.
He's not going to. He signs contracts for players. He has nothing to do with that. If the
he's
going to
co-sign.
Buy TV,
he's
going to
co-sign
nothing
with
to
Ed.
Do with it.
It's going to be Ed Policy,
say,
Russ Ball.
What will be amazing is that sweet first day after they buy us and we have to go to some like all hands meeting. And we can go and say, Russ, how are you, buddy? I can't wait.
Russ.
That
well,
make
I actually
the Packers buying us worth it.
The funny thing is I was actually talking to somebody about this and I was like, if the Packers bought us, I'm actually qualified for some roles at 1265, like legitimately. So
yes, you
I was
are.
Like,
but you're
not as talent, by the way, not as talent.
No, I'm aware, but you would have to stop doing live acts. Like you would never
I'm that. Fine with that. To work for 1265, I'm fine with that. Mike Witt,
really?
Thanks for super chat. Really, what?
To be continued.
Did you not listen to the part where I was talking about where I would vote for Aaron Rodgers as VP because he played?
No, I got
as a
it.
Packer
I got it.
And
I hear you. I hear you.
Won a Super Bowl, like.
So you would acquiesce to the idea of not being able to give your opinion about the Packers publicly ever again?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. We'll see.
I mean, I would still be able to do it. People would ask me. It just wouldn't be in a public forum.
Uh-huh.
Which would make it more exclusive.
Yeah, exactly.
It would make it more rarefied.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Mike Witt, would Corey vote for J.K. Scott or Josiah? They don't meet the criteria. They meet
Dennis
50%
says,
of the criteria.
Dennis says your title would be Master Gardener of 1265.
That'd
That's
be sweet.
Pretty good.
That would be a great.
That'd be pretty good.
I would love that. Dude, if Thank I could be God. Groundskeeper, but
That'd
I didn't have to deal with the lawn.
You.
I don't want to be the groundskeeper. I want
yeah,
to
no,
do all
not
the other plants.
Master gardener.
There's over on the corner, there's like this where they did the new building. There's like this corner kind of like tower. And I'm like, ooh, I wonder if they like have plants in there. And the other thing I was thinking is how cool would it be? Because like Fork Farms is one of the Titletown Tech startups that they do. And I was like, how? Right. And there's this startup actually in, I can't remember the town in Wisconsin. It's not Suring. It's somewhere in Wisconsin, kind of northern central Wisconsin. They, you know, aquaponics. So aquaponics is this idea that you have fish and then the fish poop is used as fertilizer for the food, right? Well, there's a place in Wisconsin. Yep. So normally you do tilapia, but there's this place in Wisconsin that does walleye. Imagine if the Packers, 1919, you could go to walleye and the walleye actually were in 1265. Like they grew all the food and the fish in 1265. That would be incredible. That'd be so cool.
That would be cool as shit, actually.
It really would. Andrews in Paradise, in the millions of multiverses, the Bears suck in all of them. True story. Ryan J. Sills, is there a legitimate Mike linebacker in this year's draft? Thanks for Super Chat.
Ooh. From the guys I've watched so far, not the prototype, not the guy that you were like, stick him in there and have him be a 10-year starter or whatever. But, you know, they're, I mean, maybe Edrin Cooper, maybe Dallas Turner. I don't know. Not the classic version. No.
That's all we got. Thank you, guys.
Someone said Chris Borland. You mean the guy who quit? That's great. Chris Borland. Represent. I love it. Let's give a shout out to our Patreon members here at Cheesehead TV. You guys, amazing last night. So good to see. Usually, like, off-season happy hour, we got, like, 15, 13, maybe 20 on a good day. People, it all fits into one page on Zoom. Yesterday, we had, like, at one point, we had 4 pages of people on our Zoom call. I just love that you're all out there. You don't always join in every week on the happy hour. I wish you would a little bit more during the off-season. Like, come, talk, hang out with us. But just know that your support means everything to Corey and I. Like, Cheesehead TV cannot exist without your support. So thank you so much. As well as Carry the G Club members here on YouTube. You guys are the bomb.com. Love hanging out with you on Packers Daily. Obviously all the watch parties, everything we do. Thank you so much. Corey, you got anything else before we head out?
No, we'll see you in 30 days, maybe.
Absolutely. 1,000%.
Hey, if anybody is going to be in Green Bay during the draft for this year's draft, reach out to Cheesehead TV if you're interested in joining a live draft party that we might have. I'm not promising it right now, but I'm saying it is a great possibility.
It's in the works.
And if you want to be a part of our Cheesehead TV in-person Green Bay draft party, reach out to contact@cheeseheadtv.com.
That'll do it for this episode of Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank everyone who makes Cheesehead TV part of their daily Packers routine. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
I think it's a fluid situation. And we're I know you guys love it, especially Nagler. I can see you smirking at me right there. We're going to take it one day at a time. And just it's going to be fluid, though. That's all I can tell you.